want to be in order. But I want to talk about the fruit of the Spirit, gentleness. I have had such an inspiration about it that I wish I could just give it to you like the Lord's given to me. But you pray for me because we need the Holy Spirit. If we could sing the song 340, maybe that would kind of help start. I love this song, O Thou Gentle Spirit. You know, the Holy Spirit is a gentle spirit. It's not a spirit to be afraid of. It's not a harsh spirit. It's not a spirit at all like that. The Holy Spirit is a very gentle spirit. That's why we can grieve the Holy Spirit by not walking in the light or not yielding to the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit is such a gentle spirit. And the gentle spirit woos us, and we fall in love with Christ through the Holy Spirit. So let's sing this song.
340.
Hold
out, gentle spirit.
Yes. Special to me because one time I was driving the car years ago and something was bothering me. And I was really overwhelmed with it at the time, and I was crying, and the Lord gave this song to me. And the chorus said, this is what the God gave me. He said, O thou gentle spirit. Yeah, the part where it says, live in my heart ever, cheer it.
Yeah.
And when the Lord said, cheer it, I wasn't crying for sorrow anymore. I was crying for happiness, because the Holy Spirit started anointing and blessing and pouring a blessing in that car over me. It's a good thing saints don't get in accidents for all the praying and blessings we do going down the road. But, you know, the Lord, He protects us. And, you know, He just helped me so much. And I never forgot. You know, when the Lord gives you something, you never forget it. When He gives you a song in the night or something. Well, I was studying the fruits of the Spirit for the children. And the Lord gave me this inspiration about this gentleness. And not only just gave it to me, I was in the kitchen, I was listening to the song for the children, and the Lord anointed it to me. He poured a blessing in that kitchen over me. It just was coming and coming and coming and coming. And I said, Lord, I said, give me that gentleness. Give it to me, Lord. Give me that fruit of the Spirit. And I was thinking, I wonder how many of us pray. I don't know if I ever thought about just praying for certain fruits like that. You know, we pray for God to give us, you know, we get sanctified and all. But I still think after we're sanctified that the Lord wants to perfect us in different fruits of the Spirit. And the Lord, I believe He did something for me that day. I know you can't get sanctified over. You're sanctified. But He did something for me. I mean, I went through some other things and I had a lot of busyness and had a lot of things, a lot of pressure on me. But it wasn't the same. It just seemed like I just went through it with patience. And I'm not boasting myself. I don't have this in myself. But the Lord gave it to me. And I just want to inspire you today. If you have a need of that gentleness, the Lord can give that to you. I was just thinking what a blessing we can be to one another when we have the spirit of gentleness in our home, around our children and our grandchildren or whatever, around the saints. You know, when we have a spirit of gentleness, why, we can just love one another and get along with one another and everything just goes so much better. And when we give out the spirit of gentleness, it comes back to us. It comes back to us. But I want to read the definition of gentle in Galatians 5 and 22. We want to read this verse, but it says here, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. But I want to study the gentleness. I just want to think about that gentleness. Have you ever been treated gentle, or have you ever been treated harshly? Big difference, isn't it? How does it make you feel when someone treats you harsh? Hurts, or you want to say something back, want to defend yourself. But when someone treats you gentle, different reaction comes from us. We think, well, I want to be gentle to them. I want to love them because they've been good to me. And it just produces something in us. The Lord just seemed to show me that if you can just get baptized, and I'm preaching this to myself, with this gentleness, you know, felt like I had some. I know I had some. But the Lord was showing me, you can have more. You can have so much under trial that you can be so gentle. And it can work such a wonderful blessing. And, you know, It's a wonderful thing, but we want to read this. The fruit of the Spirit. You see someone that's driving and harsh and abusive and pushy and mean and cruel. And that's not the fruit of the Spirit. The Spirit of Jesus is kind and loving. God's Son came here on the earth. He went around doing good. You know, he went around healing people. Why would multitudes follow Jesus if he was harsh and mean to them? No, he wasn't that way. He was loving and kind. And even the disciples said, Master, send the children away. They're bothering us. And he said, let the children come to me. Bless this. And he blessed the children. He said, tell the children, don't send them away. Tell them to come to me. And he blessed them. You know, children can be so annoying and make you nervous. At the same time, sweetheart. You know, I don't know how to balance that, but it's true. And I have different grandchildren, and some, you know, they're just so busy, and they're into this and that, but yet at the same time, they write me little love notes. I love you. And so I balance it all out, and I'm able to cope with it because of that loving gentleness. Oh, say, I don't know if I can get this over to you. Pray for me, because, you know, if we can get a hold of this inspiration of being gentle, being loving, being kind to one another. And I know basically we are, but, you know, what really is with heart is when someone isn't that way with you. And then you have to react gentle back. That's hard to do without God. But God is able to help you to be like that. That's where the real test is. If you don't have a test, you will have a test. You will have a test. And the Lord is able to help us to be like that. The gentle, it says, gentle, the definition of gentle is refined, courteous, generous, kind, easily handled. Oh. You know, there's other scriptures about that. It says the saints are easily to be entreated. You are not afraid to approach a saint. You should not never be afraid. If they're a real saint of God, you could talk to them about anything. You could approach them about anything, and they would be easily to be entreated. They're teachable people. I know when I first was saved in Michigan, Grandpa Wilkins and Grandma Wilkins, you know, that was Jerry's grandparents, and she was a saint of God. She was my pastor. I'm a personal pastor. That wasn't her name, but that's what I named her. She taught me, and she was just a saint, I'm telling you. And that lady, I loved that lady. I still love her. And she was so dear to me. She was so gentle with me. I was coming out of the world. I needed teaching. And she'd teach me the truth, and she'd bear with me, and she'd take me to get my wrongs made right. And she just, if I said I had this wedding ring, you know, and she'd, well, honey, that's the next thing, you know, you're going to have to lay that aside. Now, I'm still talking about gentleness. She was so gentle with me. And I just kind of stiffened up. I was driving the car, and she was next to me. I was just, she was measuring me up pretty fast, you know. And, oh, she said, now the ring's the next thing's got to go. And I just got the steering wheel, and I'm just stiffened up. Oh, because I wanted to keep it. But, you know, I stiffened up a little bit, but then she kept talking. She was so sweet. I just kind of relaxed. Well, Grandma, if the Lord shows me, I'll do it, you know. Because she was so gentle with me. She was so loving with me. You know, sometimes I read about, and I know when I was younger, when I started the ministry, sometimes I would get so zealous. I remember one time at Marco's, you know, sisters, get your dresses down, get measure up, you know. Just, I got so excited. Because this brother, Brother Bowman got up and preached on the Church of God, and I was just all excited, you know. And I meant well, but I was like driving them, like, do it, you know, do it, let's get this done, you know. It wasn't really quite the right approach, but maybe, and God saw my heart. But afterwards, I was feeling kind of ashamed of myself. You know, I thought maybe I was a little too strong. So I said, Lord, I want to go home. I just want to leave the canyon. I don't want to face the saints. I'm too embarrassed. I want to go home. And I remember Jerry, he went to town with Henry, and they were going to go get a hamburger. And I said, I can't do that. I just want to go home. I want to go pray somewhere. But as I was praying, here's the Holy Spirit, the gentle Holy Spirit. He came to me. I said, God, I just want to go home. I try to do the right thing, and I don't know if I was gentle enough. And the Lord, he brought to me, he says, my Heavenly Father is caring for me, you are my child. I am your child. And he let me know that I was his child. He said, now you dry those tears, and you be strong, and you go out there and visit the saints. And you stay at that camp meeting. I said, okay, Lord, I will. So I did. But you know, that's how the Holy Spirit works with us. He works with us gentle. Gentle. We can hold the truth. We can hold it strong and straight. But we can still have gentle spirits about it. Yeah. We can still be kind and loving. I've had to deal with all kinds of people. I've had to be in situations where sinners were around me. And one time, I was somewhere on a vacation, and they needed a minister, and these were just all sinners. And they didn't think they had a minister around, but my husband said, well, you're a minister, just saw him. I didn't know how they would accept that, you know. But they did, and they said, go ahead. And I ministered, the Lord helped me to minister to these sinners. But you know, I thought about the scripture that Jesus went and ate with them. He didn't partake of what they'd done wrong, but he was able to minister to them. Yeah. He was able to work with them. And so I asked the Lord to give me a message for him, and the Lord gave me the message about how great thou art. We sang the song, How Great Thou Art. I figured most of them would know that song. I said, you know, he the oceans and all these things. I said, God did this. He created all these things. And anyway, we had the little message, and later a lady came up to me and she says, I enjoyed the Sunday morning service, you know. And I don't know, you know, sometimes we can find ourselves in places that we have to have gentleness. We have to know how to work with people. People that don't understand us, that don't understand the truth. We have to know how to work with them and be gentle with them. Jesus was very, very gentle. That was his spirit. He wasn't harsh and mean or cruel, but he was very gentle. I want to read a scripture in St. Luke 22 about Jesus, this woman that he met that had been caught in adultery. It was terrible, but he had a gentleness toward her. He did tell her to go and sin no more, but he wasn't just willing just to stone her. I felt kind of like this morning, this message was kind of preparing the way here, but St. Luke 22 and 47, it says, and while he yet spake, behold, a multitude. Let's see, did I get... No, this is another... I'm sorry, I got the wrong one here. I want to get the one about the... Well, I'll just go ahead and read. Yeah, let's St. John 8 and 7 is what I want first. St. John 8 and 7. The woman there, she came to Jesus. Yes, this is what I want. So when they continued asking him, he lifted up himself and said unto them, well, let's read it a little bit above that.
You want to start about the first verse.
Yes. Yes. Jesus went unto the Mount of Olives, and early in the morning he came again into the temple, and all the people came unto him, and he sat down and taught them. And the scribes and Pharisees brought unto him a woman taken in adultery. When they had set her in the midst, they say unto him, Master, this woman was taken in adultery in the very act. Now Moses in the law commanded us that such should be stoned, but what sayest thou? This they said, tempting him, that they might have to accuse him. But Jesus stooped down, and with his finger wrote on the ground, as though he heard them not. So when they continued asking him, he lifted up himself and said unto them, He that is without sin among you, let him first cast a stone at her. And again he stooped down and wrote on the ground. And they which heard it, being convicted by their own conscience, went out one by one, beginning at the eldest, even unto the last. And Jesus was left alone, and the woman standing in the midst. When Jesus had lifted up himself and saw none but the woman, he said unto her, Woman, where are those thine accusers? Hath no man condemned thee? She said, No man, Lord. And Jesus said unto her, Neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more. You know, these people, they wanted to stone her. They were just ready. You have to say that they really did not have a gentle spirit. They just were looking at her sin, what she'd done wrong, and they were ready to just kill her. Not just punish her, but kill her. And not only kill her, but kill her with throwing stones at her and being harmful to her. A terrible death, I imagine, to have rocks and stones and big boulders or whatever they use to throw at somebody and just stand there and watch her die. But at the very time that they were doing this, they had sin in their own lives. And Jesus was just, now how he reacted to them, he couldn't really just say, you know, the woman didn't do wrong, because she did. He was kind of caught in a difficult place. But he had so much wisdom. And he just got down and started on the sand, started writing their sins, because he knew every one of their sins, and he wrote it in that sand. And as they saw that, every one of them, by their own conscience, went out one by one until they were all gone. Every one of those people had a sin in their own life. But they were willing to kill her. They were willing to kill her. Now I know, you know, that it was terrible wrong, but God forgave her. Yeah. And he told her, go and sin no more. He had a very gentle spirit toward this woman.
Yeah,
and I know, you know, when we've been saved for so many years, You know, I see people that need such help, and they're dressed in modest and all these things. But you know, the Lord, I just try to look past it. I try to say, God, you created that person, and they could be saved. They could be saved. But we have to watch for, as we live for God and we're faithful to God, that we do not get an attitude that we are better than other people. Because we're spiritual. Because we've been saved for 40 years. And so, you know, that puts me on a little higher plane than you. You're just an old sinner. You know, and you don't know God like I know God. And and that's true. Lots of those things are true. We are favored people. We are God's children. And we do get our prayers through. But because of that reason, and when we're dealing with people that are not saved, in our family, you know, that's the reason that God wants us to even be more gentle and more careful, because they already have an opinion of us that we think that we're better than them. They already think that we think we're righteous. I've had it said to me, well, if God is in you so much, you know, do this or do that. You know, I was really surprised when some things came out. But you know, may the Lord help us to be like Jesus, have this spirit of gentleness. And you know, it's just when the Lord wants us to be gentle and at the same time hold the truth, well, that kind of gets you in a very close place, because you can do it, though. God is able to help us to know how to do that. And you know, I've had people come against me on different issues and doctrines, and come against you maybe on dress. So, well, you don't need to do this, and they make pants for women as well as they do for men. So that scripture doesn't mean that, because our pants are not made. I've had all kinds of excuses, and I asked God right at that very moment dealing with that person, help me to say the truth to them, but help me to do it in a gentle way. And I did. And I didn't cut them off and didn't say mean things to them, but I just said, the Bible says such and such, and I'm standing with that. I believe in that. You know, the saints are very strong people. We're very strong, not on our own self, but we're strong in God. We're strong in the power of God, because we have the Holy Spirit with us, and we will not be moved. We will not be moved by what we believe. Our convictions are strong, and they're settled. But at the same time, we must have love. We must have gentleness. Or yet, we are just not a testimony of Christ. We must have the fruit of the Spirit. Because if we're going to win people, that is the only thing that's going to win people, is showing them that you really love them. Not showing them, you know, that's why Grandma worked with me. She worked with me in such love. I don't know if I never got where I was. It was Christ that did the work. It wasn't Grandma. But God used her. Like we heard this morning, God put her in my life to help me and strengthen me. And she taught me divine healing. And I remember so many times how she dealt with me. So gentle, so kind. Her spirit still lives with me, even though she's been gone for many years. Because she worked with me that way. And saints, we can be that way with one another. We can deal with one another gentle. We can deal forgiving. We heard in this meeting, I think Brother Carl mentioned, that Jesus told him, I am the spirit of forgiveness. Yeah. He is the spirit of gentleness. He is that kind of spirit. He's not harsh. He's not driving. I know I read one time, that they said a minister could be preaching and they could kind of like throw things at people. You know, I don't know. You know, like, you know, you need to do this. But that's not received, you know. You can say the same thing in a different way, and it's received. You can teach the truth in the spirit of Christ, and it's received. It's just like, a really good meal. Well, if you had a good meal with somebody, and you want to sit down, if they're ugly at the table, and they say, pass that pepper, or pass the, you know, they mess up the meal, because they're so angry and so hateful, and you don't even want to eat with them. But, when you have a good meal with someone that's sweet and kind, would you please pass that for me? Would you please? And they're talking, good conversation. I read in an etiquette book. I'll tell you what, you prepared, you were women, they work hard. I talk about Martha and Mary. I like that. Well, I tell you, Martha works hard too. She works hard, because I know. And I tell you what, you get all that ready, and you work for hours cooking a meal. Maybe you start the day before. Maybe you start 2 days before. Then you set the table real pretty, and you do all this work. And then people come to the table, and they want to talk about something, I don't know, that's not very pleasant, you know. I just think, you know, and I heard about, you know, when ladies have ladies over, they're not supposed to talk about their ailments and what all the bad things in their family, or Uncle George doing this and that, and all these, I'm just using a name. And, you know, this is not what we're supposed to be talking about. We're going to talk about the pretty sunshine outside, or, you know, something happy, you know. You go through all this to prepare a nice meal, and you want happiness.
Yeah.
You're working for that. You want pleasant conversation. You know, saints, we need some manners. And I'm not just throwing it at you. I'm just saying people in general need manners. And they know how there's a proper time to talk about things. There's a proper time. And in the house of God, this should be the place where people can be healed, where people can be forgiven, where people can be loved, where people can feel that they belong. And we got to have the spirit of gentleness to be able to do that. Because in life, we just need it. We're going to really need it.
Yeah.
I was thinking, you know, the Lord is able to help us to wrote this little thought down. But it says, if we profess to have received the Spirit of Christ, and we are renewed in the Spirit of in our minds, let us have the proper fruits of the Spirit. We say we profess Christ. We profess that Jesus is in us. We profess the Holy Spirit is in us. Then we are to have the fruits of the Spirit working in our lives. If we're not having those fruits, then we need to get a checkup with God and say, what's the matter? Because I'm not having this fruit. And I believe the Lord is able to help us. I believe that God can enrich us. You know, we say sometimes we want more light. We have a lot of light right here already. If we would just work on different fruits, if we would work on the Bible, working, asking the Lord to reveal to us what He really means by that, you know. And I was just thinking how that God, we all desire to have a happy life. We all desire to have happiness and love. Who wants turmoil? Who wants troubles? Who wants problems? Well, I don't. But you know what? A lot of this comes from being gentle. Now, you know, there's a scripture that says, a soft answer turneth away wrath.
Yeah.
But grievous words stir up anger. And it's true. It's really true. Practice it. Find out. The next time a test comes your way, do that. Have a soft answer. It's not always easy to do that, but ask the Lord to help you. So we want to read, I had wrote down sweetness of temper. You know, we hear people say temper. Temper meant just the whole personality of you, your temperament. The way you act, the way your personality is, the way you work with people. We can all almost know one another, how that person will work with me if I talk to them about something. The temper, do you have a sweetness of your temper, your temperament? You know, sometimes people in the world, they can do things to us. You may stop somewhere to buy something, and they may not treat you just right or do something. I remember one time I went into a place, and there was a bus. I think I had a lot of children there or something, but my husband, I think, had wanted me to get an ice cream cone or something. But I was standing there, and the Lord just helped me to be patient. I'm saying I'm always patient because my temperament and my personality is fast. I want to get things done. I got that from my mom, and that's okay, but I can get things done. I don't like to be slow. I want to get things done. But Lord, I asked the Lord to help me in this office. But when I got up there to get the ice cream cone, they gave it to me. And they charged me. And I said, why? They said, well, you just waited for so long. They said, just take it. You can have it. And I've had other times like that happen to me, that things was going wrong somewhere in the business, and I just asked God to give me grace. And then when they got to my turn, they said, you can just have it, take it. And so see what a blessing you can have by being gentle and being patient. And I remember reading about Brother Warner. He was at this train, and these other brethren and sisters, I guess they were getting kind of impatient, especially this one brother, because the train wasn't coming, and the train wasn't coming to pick him up. And he was walking back and forth and back and forth. Maybe Brother Warner might have been sitting there or something, for 10. But, you know, finally he said, Brother Warner, don't you get impatient waiting for this train? And he said, God bless you, brother. I haven't been impatient for years. He had got this developed in him. Amen. You know, this is what the Lord opened up to me about this gentleness. I don't know. I just pray that God will help you to see. I'm sure a lot of you already have it. Maybe you already have all the gentleness you need. I don't know. But I'm sure that some of you here could use a little more gentleness. Because, you know, this is something that is so wonderful. I think about a little baby. We have a little granddaughter, the baby that's 7 months old. She's so sweet. She's so gentle. She doesn't know nothing about being mean. I mean, she doesn't. She just, the only time that baby, I'm telling you, I don't think I ever know that baby just cry. It wants a bottle or something's wrong or it's tired. Otherwise, it just smiles. It can go through hours of being in it, sitting in a little carrier, shopping or something. My daughter goes and just sits there. Such this little pacifier looks at you, smiles. I marvel at this child. This patience and this sweetness and this gentleness. This little newborn baby. But you know what? About us adults, we go through years of problems and troubles and sorrows and heartaches. And we get a little rough and tough. You know? We do. Yeah. And we say, oh, and you know, I've heard some of my family say, you know, I just wouldn't take that. I'd just do something about it. Or someone talk to you, talk back to them. What, turn your other cheek? No, don't do that. Hit them back. You know, that's the way the world is. They teach the little boys, you know, if he fights you, fight him back. And so we have to learn, going through all these hard things in life, to come back to the Spirit of Christ. I know we always have the Spirit of Christ. What I mean is come back to more of it. Lord, help us to be gentle. Gentle with you. I think about some different ones in the Bible. I won't maybe turn to that, but James 4 and 6 says, God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace unto the humble. God gives grace unto the gentle person. I've marveled at some women that I know have had a lot of children. And it seems like the more children they have, the more sweet they are. Now, maybe you found some other women that have a lot of children that weren't that way, but a lot of women that have a lot of children are patient and gentle and kind, and they don't, nothing bothers them. The children can just be grinning all over the place and doing play games, and they just relax and big smile on their face, and I just marvel how you get that sweetness and that gentleness. And you know what? If they didn't get it, it'd be horrible. They couldn't take it. It just would be more than they could take. But they've had to learn that if God to get through life with these children, I'm going to have patience. I'm going to have to be gentle. So that's what they've had to do. It's just, you just have to learn in life that you have to do this. This is your job. Well, you're going to have to just get in there and be what God wants you to be. Be gentle. I was thinking about 1 Samuel 1, about Hannah, how she was praying for a child and how Eli was so gentle with her. You know, he came in there and she was crying, and first he thought she was just drunk because she was crying so hard. And he said, Anna, she was praying from her heart and only her lips moved, but her voice was not heard. Therefore Eli thought she had been drunken. And Eli said unto her, how long wilt thou be drunken? Put away thy wine from thee. And Hannah answered and said, no, my Lord, I am a woman of a sorrowful spirit. I have drunk neither wine nor strong drink, but have poured out my soul before the Lord. Count not thine handmaid for a daughter of Belial, for out of the abundance of my complaint and grief have I spoken hitherto. Then Eli answered and said, go in peace, and the God of Israel grant thee thy petition that thou hast asked of him. You know, he was gentle with her. You know, have you ever seen somebody crying about something and you just, I don't know if people notice it, but even in service sometimes a song might touch someone's heart and you're crying, you know, and right away, usually people will notice that. Oh, my, well, they're crying. Or if we don't notice it, we ought to. We ought to be touched with our brothers and sisters' tears.
Yeah.
You know, when we're talking to somebody and they're in sorrow and their tears, you know, it should touch us. If we have a gentleness of the Holy Spirit, it will touch us. It will move us. We will wonder, well, what could I do to help them? Or how could I bless them? That is the gentleness of Jesus. This is how this man was with her. He said, "The God of Israel grant thee thy petition that thou hast asked of him." And so he just had a very, very sweet spirit. I would like to read over here in Genesis a little bit about Joseph, how he was. You know, Joseph went through many things. He was, I don't know if it could be any worse with somebody. I mean, his brothers trying to kill him and throwing him into the pit. It was one of the worst things. But when it was his turn, to get back, he was gentle with them. And that was really precious. In 43 and 27, it says here, when he was meeting, he asked him about his father, and he asked him of their welfare and said, "Is your father well, the old man of whom you spake? Is he yet alive?" And the answer is, "Thy servant our father is in good health. He is yet alive." And they bowed down their heads and made, I can't say that right now. And he lifted up his eyes and saw his brother Benjamin, his mother's son, and said, "Is this your younger brother of whom he spake unto me?" And he said, "God be gracious unto thee, my son." And Joseph made haste, for his bowels did yearn upon his brother, and he sought where to weep. And he entered into his chamber and wept there, and he washed his face and went out and refrained himself and said, "Sit on bread." You know, this had been many, many years, and he wanted to see his father. And he was so happy to find out that his father was yet alive. And Benjamin, his younger brother, he loved so much. The one that didn't turn him away, the one that didn't want to kill him. He wanted to see Benjamin. And the tears were so great. He wanted to go out somewhere and cry by himself. So they wouldn't see, so they wouldn't know what was going on. And he washed his face and he went back out. You know, Joseph, his life just touches my heart.
Yeah.
Because he loved God through it all. He kept faithful to God through it all. That is what God wants us to be like. And he wants to just baptize us with this gentleness of spirit. And you know, saints, this is a blessing. And 45 and 2 says, Joseph could not refrain himself before all them that stood by him. And he cried, "Cause every man to go out for me." And there stood no man with him while Joseph made himself known unto his brethren. And he wept aloud, and the Egyptians in the house of Pharaoh heard. He was crying so loud that they heard, you know. He was just so enraptured with this weeping. You know, he wasn't ready to kill his brothers or do mean to his brothers. But he wanted to love them. He wanted to forgive them. He wanted his family back. He wanted them. He was reaching out for them. He had a real, true, gentle spirit, Joseph did. A kind, loving heart. A forgiving heart. That's the way he did. You know, in my promise box the other day, I got this little, I have it on my dresser, I got this little scripture, and it says, "Father, help me be as gentle and kind to others as I want you to be to me." You know, it just seemed like, you know, we get in a problem or we get in a situation. We want God to be merciful. We want God to be kind. We want God to be gentle to us. We want God's love. We want His mercy. But, you know, this is what we're supposed to do. The golden rule. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. And you know, dear ones, I want to say, I believe in the Church of God, and I believe that God is able to bless His church and send the church forth, and God will do it, and it's going to stay straight. It's going to stay on the narrow way. It's not going to pick up these things that some people do, that I remember that Brother Austin Wilson taught us when he was alive. You know, I just seem like, he said, in a congregation, you're going to have all different kinds of people. In a congregation, there are going to be saved people. There's going to be saved and sanctified people. There's going to be people who are not even saved. You're going to have people come on Sunday morning that don't even have salvation. And you've got to deal with all these different kinds of people. May God help us, saints, to hold the truth and be faithful to God. But at the same time, reach out to those and help them to get saved. Help them know how to work with them. Now, I know I see some people that's left the saints right here that went many years. And they'll see me somewhere, and they still call me Sister Marcia. Some of the teenagers, some of the young people too. And they'll say, maybe I don't even see them at Walmart or something. They'll say, Sister Marcia, hi, you know. And I'll say, hi, you know. And I talk to them and love them. You know, God wants us to be like that. Just love them anyway. So they left the saints, we still love them. We don't love what they do, but we love them. And we want to help them to come back. When they're ready to come back, this is home. They can go home. Oh, may God help us. Lord, I don't know if you're getting all my thought today I'm trying to bring out. But this is the law of love. Luke 6 and 31, you know, this is the law of love, is gentleness. Luke 6 and 31 says, As ye would that men should do to you, do ye also to them likewise. For if ye love them which love you, what thank have ye? For sinners also love those that love them. And if ye do good to them which do good to you, what thank have ye? For sinners also do even the same. If ye lend to them of whom ye hope to receive, what thank have ye? For sinners also lend to sinners to receive as much again. But love ye your enemies, and do good, and lend, hoping for nothing again, and your reward shall be great. And ye shall be the children of the Highest, for he is kind unto the unthankful and to the evil. Be therefore merciful, as your Father also is merciful. Be like that. Be faithful to God, but be gentle and kind. You know, I've been through all kinds of things in my life, and so far, sure, if I keep living, I'll have some more, but, you know, I've had things happen to me. One time I had, you know, just, I don't know if I should say that, but anyway, I've just had different things. But the Lord has helped me to forgive and love them. Yes. And I know that has helped my soul. It's helped my soul, dear ones. And if we could learn this, I don't know, it just seemed like I just wish that we could have more blessings, blessings in our homes, blessings in the church, blessings everywhere. And if we could just get the spirit of gentleness with one another, you know, I believe it would help us so much. You know, there's little things in marriage, and I'm not particularly talking about our marriage, but since I've been married 40 years, I should know a few things about marriage. But you know, I've observed other people in their marriages, and little things like that, you know, burning the toast or just silly things. It doesn't really matter, you know. So I said, why did you do that for, you know? And you know, the Lord wants us to be gentle about that. And I've done the same thing sometimes. And God helped me to have the spirit of gentleness with one another. Yeah. In our close relationships, in the very close relationships, how to be gentle. Matthew 7 and 17. Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit. Neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Wherefore, by their fruits ye shall know them. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven. You know, this is what the Lord wants us to have. It says, wherefore by their fruits ye shall know them. Their fruits. You know, we can say I'm saved all day long. I can stand here and say I'm saved, I'm sanctified. But you should have known, if I've been around for 40 years, you should have known some of my fruit. See, I mean, I'm not saying this boastfully. I'm saying it mercifully toward one another, that we are to know one another by their fruit. By their fruit. And this is why it's so important for us to have this fruit of the Spirit. I'm not going to sing this song, but I'm going to just quote some of the words to it. But it's really a beautiful little song. But it goes, it's talking like you're talking to God. It says, the breeze, we see the breeze flowing through the trees. And this gentle breeze flowing through the trees. And this is how you're speaking to us about your gentleness. Oh God, how I love you. And then I look at the meadow filled with flowers, and I see your gentleness. And oh God, how I love you. And then at night you come to me, and you speak to me with how you care. You know how the Holy Spirit and how God will come to you in the night? Still the night, speak to your soul about how much he cares. Oh God, how I love you. How you speak to me, your gentleness. And your dear son walked this earth showing me your gentleness. Showing me your goodness, God. And oh God, how I love you. I pray that someone will get some blessing out of this today. And the Lord will help us to be filled with this gentleness. If we're tempted not to be gentle with somebody, God will help us to know how to work with each other.